Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the EDGE Business District Association, and this is the week of April 8th in News on the EDGE. So we've been just blessed with amazing weather, so I hope you've been able to get out there, get outdoors, visit the EDGE District. It's just been excellent, and we hope it continues for the near future. Also, know your raise days, so plan ahead for whenever the raise are in town. You just want to make sure parking, traffic, etc., you've got your plan set when they're in town, and either visit the game at Tropicana Field, or if you're not going to the game, watch the Rays play at Ferg's or other drinkeries in the EDGE District. Upcoming Rays days, April 12th through the 18th is the next homestand, so make sure to check it out and cheer on the Rays. Other events that are happening, we've got April 20th is the Mezzo Market. So over 125 craftsmen, local makers set up on Baum Avenue and 11th Street. And we always encourage folks, that's from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m., excuse me, also to visit our brick and mortars in the district. On April 21st, so the next day on Sunday, is Earth Day Cleanup by Sans Market. So it starts at 11 a.m. I believe last year they collected 200 people and collected 450 pounds of trash. So great way to clean up the district, make us look beautiful, and have a fun time in the process. After the cleanup, they're going over to Green Bench for the celebration afterwards. So check that weekend out. There are two April galas with organizations that are members of the EDGE Business District Association. So Creative Clay over in our sister district with Grand Central is having their Spring for the Arts event over at Nova 535. So April 19th, that's a Friday evening. And then April 20th on Saturday, Nautical Nights is CASA's main fundraiser. CASA Pinellas, if you want to find out more. So we're going to kind of introduce a new segment called the What's Coming segment. So the old police department on Central Avenue in the EDGE District obviously relocated over to First Avenue North, and then all of the construction has begun for the new development where the old police department was. So that's across from Ferg's, and it's going to be called The Central. Some of the highlights to what's going on that mixed-use property: there's going to be a 600-car parking garage with over 400 public parking spots available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So much needed. That's going to basically double the amount of public parking in the district. We're going to keep our parking free on Central Avenue, First Avenue, First Avenue. But this is a way for folks that want to park longer than the typical two-hour limit and have a safe place to put their vehicle. So very exciting that's coming. There's also going to be a monument to the Courageous 12 there on the site of the Central, and that was a group of police officers that fought segregation, and we were very blessed to have one of those members there for the announcement of that monument that's forthcoming. There'll be a 170-room hotel, which is an Autograph by Marriott, which is one of their very, very top-end properties. Very excited for that. Also, 42 workforce housing units are going to be built on the property. Last but not least, a couple of things. There's a 12-story office building with Class A office space, which is very sought after and really helps bring new and regional businesses to this area to set up either headquarters or branches. So we're very excited to have that here in the district. It's the first time in decades that Class A space has been built in St. Pete. And then on the ground floor, obviously, we're going to have lots of engaging things with restaurant, retail, courtyard. So just keep an eye. The Central, the construction has started. The little bulldozers are moving around, and we're so excited to have that coming out. Now, for my Get Hungry segment, I'm going to do a few of my favorite things. So there are 26 places to eat or drink in the EDGE. So literally every day you could have a new place, something different, and then just do it again the next day. Thousands of different items to pick from in the district, literally, to eat from. So these are just a few of my favorite things. So I love the pad thai at Hawker's. I don't eat shrimp anymore, so I do the chicken pad thai. Absolutely love it. you know, I always finish it and then I'm like, should I order another one? It's so good. The 50-50 meatball panini with salad at Bavaro's, only available at lunch. You'll get it and you'll be blown away. The portion is amazing. The taste is fantastic. They've got the wood-fired oven there. So definitely check that out at Bavaro's. The Port Colorado at Red Mesa. I spoke to someone that has had that Port Colorado in Colorado, which I guess is where it came from. And they said the Red Mesa Mercado is better than the one in Colorado. And I would believe it. I'm not sure what they marinated in or the sauce or what they do to it, but it is addictive. And that's another item where as soon as I finish, I'm like, should I order another one? But that's wonderful there at the Red Mesa Mercado. Last but not least, Cecilia's, I love their waffle cone ice cream. All their ice cream is single batch handmade by a local couple. And so they just order these really, really flavorful ice creams. And I love them in the waffle cone. Yes, I get it. There's calories. And so I usually will have my ice cream and do a nice walk around the district. Because if you do one full loop of the district, that's a mile. So I figured, I have my ice cream. I walk a mile. Maybe I'm even. I'm not sure. But certainly the Edge District would love to have you. If you want to find out more, edgedistrict.org.